This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next year, I am convinced they're going to take a quarterback in the first round. But I don't want to turn it and manifest it into my idea. If there's not a good quarterback, then I guess I just don't want to take a quarterback. At least that's what I want to tell myself. I want to be open to all things. But, Tone, am I open? Should I be open to Jameis Winston in 2025? Can the next eight games convince you that he could be the starter? Can he make the case to be the starter in 2025? 216-474-0092. Go.
He can definitely make that case to a lot of people. I am not one of those he can make the case to. I am close-minded on this. I want nothing to do with Jameis Winston as the starting quarterback next year, and I certainly don't want a quarterback room that is the exact same as this year's quarterback room coming into the season. I think that would be deflating to Browns fans. I think that would be a very, very tough sell to season ticket holders. No thank you.
So then you're not, there's nothing he can do.
No, no. He started over
just move
80 games in his NFL career.
Yeah.
I do not think this is going to go the way of Geno Smith or even Sam Darnold, who
are
is starting to leak a little bit.
All right, now to play devil's advocate, as you would say, are you watching college football a lot?
Yeah.
I imagine you are. Does any one of these guys here, I mean, right now you're drafting third. Does any one of these guys tell you that you want to go up to the booth and give them the card
all,
and turn
so
it in? And
they all have warts. They all have the ability, though, to get better.
That's Jameis, with every rookie quarterback. Jameis,
right?
That's nothing.
But Jameis has no ability to get better.
Do we believe that Jameis, these guys will be as good as Jameis?
I've seen Jameis. Yes, I do think. I do think quarterbacks right now. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, go back to his college career.
And say Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
I said
saying,
these guys.
But I'm saying that's the reason. Nobody was saying Patrick Mahomes was a guaranteed going to be great. Nobody was even saying he was going to be good. Like, there was hope. There was like, he has this skill set. He has this skill set. He definitely has a ceiling. I think all these guys, I mean, Milroe has a ceiling that could be pretty high.
I don't want Jalen Milroe.
Okay, nobody.
I'd rather have Jameis Winston.
I no way.
Yes.
No way, because with Jameis, yes, there's no hope. There's hope with a rookie
quarterback. There is hope. There's hope I could take one in 2025 or 2026 then.
Oh, so you're just trying to put
the hope.
You're just trying to put it off.
Yeah, I'm not making Jameis Winston a full-time starter and giving him a three-year, $100 million contract or anything like that. I would then just extend Jameis Winston. Hey, if he plays that well, then he might play himself right out of Cleveland, but let's not put carts before horses here. I would still want him to then start next year and then see what we would do. If the choices came down to Jalen Milroe or Jameis Winston, I'm just going to take Jameis Winston and take my chances. I'm going to have fun some Sundays. I'm going to rip my hair out some Sundays.
Do you think Sean Payton would rather have Jameis Winston or Bo Nix? The reason I'm asking is because Bo Nix coming out, you would have said the exact same thing. I think Denver fans are much happier with Bo Nix right now than they are Jameis Winston.
I'm sure they are.
I think Jameis Winston is just a non-entity to get fans excited.
Bo Nix, Jameis Winston is a non-entity
to get fans excited.
Okay, but they'll get excited about any draft pick that
sure,
they take.
Yes, yes.
I'm looking for the guy who gives me the best shot to win over the course of time. So if you're giving me Cam Ward hold on.
You'd rather win with Jameis next year?
No, listen to me
that
for a
second. That just kills your draft pick.
Listen to me for a second.
Well, it's just not logical.
Can I say something here?
Yeah.
I am still in the camp of taking a quarterback in the draft. That is my opinion. You gave me Jalen Milroe. That is not a quarterback I want to take. I'm not just taking any quarterback. I am going to listen to Cam Ward. I am going to listen to Shador Sanders. I will listen to Garrett Nussmeier and maybe a couple others, but I'm not sure how far that's all going to go. And maybe there's another one I'm not thinking about. It ain't going to be Jalen Milroe. I don't want him. They'll probably get him, and then I'm going to have to deal with that. I got nothing against the young man. I'm just very skeptical. It feels very running back playing quarterback, and he shouldn't be I don't believe that he's going to make a great NFL quarterback. I believe Cam Ward, even though he's
Lamar Jackson.
Whoa. Hey,
very wide receiver playing quarterback.
I'm serious about that. Don't you do that.
Why are you
don't
getting,
you do that?
Why are you getting
you know
mad?
What? No, because you know what people accuse Bill Polian of, and you're not going to accuse me of that.
But I'm saying.
Stop it right now.
I don't understand why you're getting so mad about that.
You know what people think about Bill Polian because of what he said.
What? That he got it wrong? That he's a wide receiver?
Oh, no, there's something way worse about that. So you're not going to put me in that category. Don't you ever compare me to that guy.
I think it is far too early to say Jalen Milroe can't be a quarterback. I think you're being blinded by the same things that Bill Polian was blinded by.
I'm not blinded by
saying that great athlete that you're assuming can't get better.
I'm not going to sit here and be compared to Bill Polian. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll turn the mic off and walk out of the room.
I think that's laughable that you're being that offended.
I will be that offended.
By the most obvious of comparisons.
I will be that
offended. You saying Milroe is a running back, that's what people were saying about Lamar Jackson.
No, they're not. They were saying was a wide receiver, and remember, I defended Lamar Jackson. I'm not. I don't want to take Jalen Milroe.
Okay,
is my answer. Can you not accept that? Can we not move on?
We're having a grown-up conversation here, and you seem like you can't escape.
No, I think you're trying to put me in different boxes here that I don't want to be put in.
I am not. I'm saying that for you to put a cap on Jalen Milroe at this stage of his career to me is silly.
He's been a quarterback for the last couple of years.
And
as
silly,
what's his stage?
And as silly as Bill Polian putting a cap on Lamar Jackson. That was my comparison.
Well, I'm not.
I think that's an obvious comparison.
If you want to have a back and forth.
Most obvious
if
comparison.
You want to have a back and forth, I'm telling you right now, move on from the Bill Polian
I think
thing.
You are projecting something that you...
If you want to have a back and forth, move on from it.
So we can't talk Jalen Milroe ever again
no,
on the show?
No, we can talk Jalen Milroe. Just don't bring up the Bill Polian thing. Don't bring up the Bill Polian thing. That's all I'm telling you to do.
I'm sure I can find another person who also thought he was not a quarterback.
I'm sure you can. But damn it, when I'm looking at
quarterbacks, it's a little silly.
It's not a pouty temper tantrum,
like,
it's the truth.
We can be grown-ups and actually talk draft punditry,
it's not a pouty temper tantrum, it's the truth. So if you want me to tell you the truth, I'm telling you the truth. Don't make comparisons between me and that nut job.
Who else am I not allowed to talk about?
You can talk about a lot of other things.
Okay.
Don't make that comparison.
There are people that don't think Shador Sanders should even be considered for
and
the Browns.
I'm worried about who I could compare him to. I am different from those people.
Okay.
But there's going to be people who don't want to take him because of his father. Which I guess his father could be a very big distraction for everybody involved, but I mean, that's what you get. He's gotten better this year.
He absolutely would be. Now they're asking if it would be a tandem.
But I'm telling you, if
you want to put him on the coaching staff.
If you want to go, like, if people are selling me Drew Aller. All right, Drew Aller's a fine young man from the local area. I don't think he's ready. I wish he'd go back to college for another year. I'd rather have Jameis Winston than Drew Aller for next year because I think you're putting him in a bad spot. Jalen Milroe, can I say this without you?
Sure.
Okay. Jalen Milroe, I think, is a better guy to take the ball and run off with it than look down the field and throw the ball.
Well, right now he is. He is.
And when am I going to have the time to develop him to do that? So I'm not going to take Jalen Milroe. I told you the quarterbacks I'm willing to take high. That's the ones I'm willing to take. I'm not going to take Jalen Milroe, and I'm not going to take him number 3 overall, for crying out loud. I'd rather just go with Jameis Winston if that were the case.
And
take a good player around him and then build with someone
else.
Which sucks, but I'd rather do that.
I get that. The problem is you did say you'd rather have Jameis and win with him. Well, if you do that, then you're taking yourself out of any of the great quarterbacks next year.
I didn't necessarily. Did I say win?
I thought you did. Yes, Jameis.
If I said win, I take it back.
Jameis would be a much more responsible quarterback. Even it's funny to say that with Jameis. Would be a much more responsible quarterback towards winning games next year. I just don't think that puts you in a better light. That's why I'm so out on it, because I know where that goes. I know Jameis can win games in the NFL. I know he's better than any of these guys right now as a quarterback in an NFL team. But I don't think that forward,
well, that part
pushes
I agree with
forward
you.
Your football team.
Well, that part I agree with you. But I want the right quarterback, not just any first-round quarterback. And so if you tell me Cam Ward, hey, you know what? I know everybody don't like him because they lost the last game.
Yeah.
But I like Cam Ward. I know he's, what, 6 feet tall? All right, I can deal with 6 feet tall. I've dealt with 6 feet tall before. I like
Cam
Ward a lot.
He's pretty thick. I will say that.
He is thick.
About him, he is pretty much like, you know, who we saw last night, quarterbacking for Philadelphia.
But I'm not just going to take anybody at number three overall. I want to take the right guy at number three overall. That's my issue. And if it came down to Milroe or one of the other, Aller or one of the other ones I mentioned, yeah, I'm just going to go with Jameis Winston next year and pay the fiddler, even though it would be a very boring offseason. I'll tell you that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.